All right, let's study tonight. Let's go to Hebrews 11:1. I want to talk to you about the Word. I want to talk to you about the Word. Many, many, many Christians have no revelation of the Word. It's the truth. They know there's a Bible. They know that there are history things in here. They know about Jesus. Not saying they don't believe it, but they don't understand completely what the Word itself will do. How alive it is. Amen. So let's start here, and we're just going to walk through this. This is Hebrews 11:1. Now, of course, when we read this, we all understand that the just shall live by faith. So the just lives by faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Okay? The worlds were framed by the Word, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So it wasn't made of nothing. It just was made of things that were invisible, right? Words. Amen. So the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Now, Mark 11:22. Let's go there. This is going to be kind of like just walking through a gallery of faith. Let's walk and look at all the pictures, you know. Yeah. This should be one of your favorite galleries. I have a favorite art gallery, and I like to look at the Dutch art in the Smithsonian, and I know which way to turn. I know where my favorite painting is. It's in the second room on the left with the Dutch artist, and, you know, and it's right behind Rembrandt and his things. But you know where this stuff is, you know. Well, walk through this. Now, you knew this scripture. You know this painting very well. Okay, now, here's the next one, and you know this very well. Mark 11:22, so Jesus answered. Now, he has just cursed the fig tree, and then he tells them this, have faith in God, or the translation, have faith of God. For assuredly I say to you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatsoever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Now, in understanding faith, we understand that faith is a force. Faith is not just, well, you know, my faith is Catholic, or my faith is Baptist, or my faith is Christian, or faith itself means a certain thing. It's a force. It's a bridge. It brings things in. Amen. It's something that we're used. We're called to live by faith. The words were framed by faith. And this is real easy. This is 101 for you all, but I want you to get a picture of the Word as we're looking at this. All right? So, in understanding faith, you need to believe and speak. Am I right? You need to believe and speak. Okay? So, what do you speak? You speak the Word of God. Right? Okay. How do you believe? Faith comes by hearing. We have Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God preached. And so the way you're going to believe is by hearing and hearing the Word. And the way you're going to speak would be speaking the Word. 101, but keep walking to me, because we're not just talking about faith here. I want you to understand the Word. Now, so faith is the force used by God and by us to manifest what we're hoping for, or what we're imagining. I'm going to say this. Or what we're imaging. Imaging is hope. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Bible hope is not wishing. Well, I hope so. That's not Bible hope. Bible hope means earnest expectation. It means this. I found out I can have this. And so I'm going to start doing something toward it. And what you would do toward it is faith. So hope is like a picture. Faith is like a rope. You get a picture of something and then you lasso it in. See? Yeah. Hope is like a blueprint. Okay? So you get an image, but you have to get the image from somewhere before you can proceed in faith. And where do you get the image from? You get the image from the Word. Now, you can get some image from Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit wrote the Word. Yeah. But I'm just talking to you about the Word tonight. So you get the promises and you get the Word in your heart until you believe it's yours. Okay? And you speak, you believe and you speak, and then you're in faith, and then you will manifest what you are speaking and believing. And it works either way. Yeah. It'll work in the negative, it'll work in the positive.
That's true.
The Bible says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's another thing that many Christian people, they're saved, they're going to heaven, but they don't understand that everything that comes out of their mouth is the sowing of a seed. But it is. Amen. So if you curse your car, don't be surprised if it falls apart. Amen. Yeah, it's kind of, people think we're crazy because, well, your car can't hear you. Every solid thing, including your body, can hear you. Just go on over to quantum physics. Science has proved. Yeah, just go to quantum physics and you'll absolutely get it. Remember when they found out that plants did better with music and stuff? Everything can hear. Amen. Now, it's not really that unusual. Just, you know, some people haven't gotten that far. So, what word do you speak? Well, what did Jesus speak? When he spoke to the fig tree, he spoke an authoritative command launched from the Spirit. Now, we are spirit, we have soul, and we live in a body, right? Soul is your mind, will, and emotions. So, if you got your soul saved, you got your spirit saved. Because your spirit houses your soul, okay? So your mind comes in agreement with your spirit, but your spirit's got to get this stuff first because this is spirit stuff. Okay? Is this too deep? Okay. So when Jesus spoke to that fig tree, it wasn't, well, I sure do hope that you're going to be put down. No, he said, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. He knew it in his heart. He had just been with a bunch of religious idiot behavior. You know, he'd just been with a bunch of religious junk. He hated the religion. Because they were trees with beautiful leaves, but they had no fruit. And so he was teaching the disciples, you can't just be religious. You have to produce fruit. And so he put that tree down because it wasn't producing fruit. So it was useless to them. So don't feel sorry for the fig tree. Now, so what he did was he launched out with a decree. And it happened. The soul was in agreement with his spirit and he knew he had authority in the earth. Now he knew he had authority in the earth, not because he's son of God. He knew he had authority in the earth because he came as a man. And when God created Adam, he gave man dominion. So now Jesus had got that dominion back. He came in with dominion. So he came as a man to show us how a man with the Holy Spirit could behave on the earth. A lot of people totally miss that, but it is the truth. So not because he was God, but he was a man with dominion. So he knew something. He knew Holy Spirit, and he knew what to say. Y'all following me? You're going to catch on to where I'm going here in just a minute. You speak the word of God by verse or by what the Holy Spirit has said to you. Okay, so why then? Why do we speak the word of God? Well, go over to Isaiah 55 and we'll show you why you want to speak the word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Are you there? Okay. Nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word go forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. Okay? But it shall accomplish what I please, and it will prosper in the thing which I sent it. So it's saying here that the word of God, the word that's coming out of God's mouth, will not return void. It can't come back to him empty. It cannot. It has to accomplish. It has the power to accomplish in it. The whole world's being held together not by the power of the word, by the word of power. That's what Hebrews says. So this word is very powerful. It's living and it accomplishes. God's word accomplishes. And when the hearer hears it, it does something to them. It's like if you eat some spinach and you get some energy, when you eat word into your spirit man gets energy and you're able to believe God. It's spirit food. This is spirit food. Amen. And so it can't return void. It accomplishes what it's sent to do. When you speak the word, it has the authority to bring things to pass. That you may not be there, but the word can do it. The scripture says he sent forth his word and he healed them.
Amen.
Amen. That's a good example right there. Now, so it's going to prosper wherever it's sent. In other words, here's the easy way to say it. It will achieve its purpose. Well, you know, what do you mean? What do you mean? Well, if you were ministering to someone and you told them, the word says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Okay? Now, when the hearer hears that and they receive it, there's a change in them. There's a change in them. They just got the faith. The Bible says that over in Romans 10. It says you don't have to go anywhere to try to get this. The word is nigh you. It's in your heart and in your mouth. And when you speak it, the hearer will change. That's why people get excited about good preaching. They're hearing something that makes their spirit get excited. That makes their spirit get, that's why y'all are going, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it makes something happen to you. It's not emotional. There's been a lot of emotional preaching. And a lot of, you know, holy rolling on things that weren't anointed. That's not what we're looking for. This is not about being emotional. This is about being fed with word that is ignited with light and life. And that's what this word, it will accomplish. The word will accomplish. So if someone says, and they believe this in their heart, if they say, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Now, who said that originally? David. So you read it out of Psalm 23. I pick one that everybody knows. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now, when you say that and you believe that, here comes running goodness and mercy. It's that simple. Goodness, and you'll start going, man, God is good. Wow, God is good. You know, I got so blessed. Let me tell you why I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed because the command on my life is to tell people that God is good. That's what God called me to do. That's the calling on my personal life. You go and you tell the world that I'm good, that I really am good. And so since I have to say that all the time, I'm always experiencing the good God. It's kind of like Jerry Savelle experiencing favor because he preaches it all the time.
Right.
You get where I'm going with this. Because there's an image in me that's been there for 30 years of the good God. He's no other way to me. You can't tell me he's any other way. I'm totally convinced that he's good. He's not the killer. He's not the stealer. He's not letting it happen to people so he can teach them. That's not the Holy Spirit's a teacher. The Bible's a teacher. And the pastors and teachers are teachers. But trouble isn't. Anyway, see, it always comes out. I can't help it. Okay, so, but if anyone says that, so what about if they're saying 10:22? Y'all know what 10:22 is? The blessing of the Lord. Yeah, I'm just seeing if they know that. You know, Proverbs 10:22, what does it say? The blessing of the Lord makes rich. Well, now, sister, it probably means spiritually rich. Actually, right here, it means rich. It just means rich. It means that you have money, but money doesn't have you. That's what it means. The blessing is not that you bless you. It's an anointing of God that God put on Adam. He put it on Noah. He put it on all the patriarchs. He put it on Abraham. And the Bible says that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law so that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, and that's us. So those who believe in Jesus now have the blessing on them. And now see what the word just, y'all are going. See, that's what the word just did. The word coming forth just did that. And you're going, yeah, that's right. So if you start saying the blessing makes me rich, guess what's going to happen? You're going to go up in prosperity and not down.
That's right.
And you'll go up in the real thing.
Yes. Yeah.
The real prosperity. Mm-hmm. Amen. If you say by his wounds I am healed, by his stripes I am healed, what's going to happen if you believe it in your heart? Healing always comes. Healing will start working in your body. Most all of us in here are a witness to that. By the way, have y'all known that healing has really broken out in the body of Christ right now? People are just getting healed. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. From things that usually would take them all the way down. We're just so blessed. Thank you, Lord, for healing your people. If you say the Lord is my refuge and you believe it,
yes.
Not just parrot. You're not a parrot. You're not just parroting because pastor said it. But if you put that in your heart, if you put Psalm 91 in your heart and you believe it and you start saying it, then a hedge is going to come around you. I mean, we're talking Star Wars here. We're talking whatever, however you want to see it. You're going to have this thing around you and you're going to be protected by Almighty God.
Right.
Amen. Better than Star Wars. Praise the Lord. Now, I just wanted you to get an example of, you know. Okay. So, if people decree, or if they, no, let me say it like this. If they disagree with any of the things I just said, don't worry, it won't bother you.
Yeah.
People are like, I hate that prosperity message. Don't worry, it won't bother you.
Right.
You have to love us. We're your brothers and sisters. And I don't know why how are you going to get the gospel around the world without finances? It's
right.
Real easy to me. But some people, they can't get past what, you know, fake news, what they've heard people say, what they've heard greedy people say over and over. They don't get past that. But it won't bother them. Well, we don't believe in healing. Well, it's not going to bother you. Well, you know, I don't know that the Lord would really protect me. Well, it's interesting because that Bible's full of protection. But if you don't believe it, it won't bother you. But if you do believe the word and you speak the word, something's going to happen. And that's called faith. Now look at John 1:1. Now we're going to step over into the next gallery. Praise the Lord. You know what it says. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, you better put on your quantum to think about that. Amen. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. Did you get that? Him. And without Him, nothing was made that was made. So in the beginning was the Word. He, the Word, was in the beginning. He, the Word, was in the beginning. The Word was He. He was called the Word. Church, Jesus didn't come into existence when Mary said, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." Jesus existed before the foundation of the world, and He was called the Word. He was part of the creative part of God. Okay, now, so in the beginning was the Word. He, the Word, was in the beginning, and all things were made through Him, the Word. Nothing was made without Him, the Word. Okay, now go to verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Okay, so the Word became flesh. Now that right there is exactly faith. God knew what He wanted to do. He had a plan. So the Word manifested. He, the Word, manifested. And notice that He, the Word, did everything that is in the image of God. He healed. He delivered. He canceled the works of the devil. He was always doing the good. So the Word manifested. Praise the Lord. Jesus, the Word, manifested. And so all Word can manifest. Okay? I want you to think about it. All Word can manifest. Everything the prophet said that was put in here, eventually, some of it hasn't, that's been prophesied, hasn't happened yet. But it's going to. If it was written in here, it's going to happen. And for me and you, if it was written in here, it can happen. It's a possibility that it can happen if you believe you receive it and you say it. I know this isn't new to you, but I want you to get a little deeper. You're going to believe it. You're going to believe this Word. So I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. So all Word can manifest if it's spoken in faith. And you'd be surprised. Right now, you have faith that that chair is going to hold you up. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. It'll hold you up. It's spoken by faith. And a lot of people have faith in the wrong thing. Yeah. Have you ever heard, "Well, it never works for me"? Because that's what you have faith in. Well, Murphy's Law, whatever can go wrong will go wrong. That's what you believe. Okay, I'm going to go way out there. Two people died, so one more will have to die, because it's always three people dying. How many times have you heard that? Yet people repeat that all the, okay, one more person that I know will have to die. We need to shut that up. Absolutely. I've heard that all my life. All my life I've heard that. And people just continue to say it as if it's Bible, and it's not Bible. No, it's not. There's so many things in here that are not Bible that people quote. You know, you'll never understand God. That's not in here. He gave you this book so you can understand Him. Right. My favorite is, God doesn't talk to people. Somebody believes He does. Praise the Lord. Now, so, would you love to see more glory manifest in the church? Okay. is where I want to get to. In this realm. Okay. Then you need to know what words to believe and say. Okay. So I'm going to tell you what they are. And you're going to know them. And you will be able to use them anytime you want to. And the glory of the Lord will manifest all around you and here in this congregation, because you're going to start saying these words if you believe them. Okay. So, now I know we're all about singing worship songs, you know. On Sunday we do a lot more music but what do we sing? We sing words. This is, Pastor, this is so elementary. Yeah, well, come on. So we sing words. Well, what words will not return void? God's words will not return void. So if you sang or spoke God's words, once again, just real simple, they're not going to return void. Now, what did the Bible say about the glory coming? 2 Chronicles 5:13. Go over there. Some of you actually brought Bibles and are turning. Glory to God. Now, it says, indeed it came to pass when the trumpeters and the singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. Wait, what? You better read that again. Indeed it came to pass when the trumpeters and the singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. We talked about that Sunday. It's about thanking God. Yep. Talked about it's supposed to be thanking God. Okay. Praising and thanking God. When they had an attitude of gratitude, something happened. Now, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets, the cymbals, the instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good and his mercy endures forever, that the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. That's the glory. So that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. So the glory filled the house when they began to say, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Brother Hagin, always quoting that all the time. For he is good, for his mercy endures forever, caused the glory to come. Praise the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Ki tov. Ki leolam hasdov. That's the Hebrew way to say it. Okay, now, remember what Moses said. Now, this is Exodus 33:12. Virginia will put it up there for us. It says, then Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you also have found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way that I may know you and that I might find grace in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people. And God said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, we're not going. Do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except that you go with us? So if you're not with us, it is not going to look. I want you to think about this. If you're not with us, it's not going to look like we're God's people. The presence of God with us. Okay, just a little side thought. Okay, now, for how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except that you go with us? So we shall separate your people and I from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken. I will also do this thing you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know your name. Now, I want to tell you exactly what that says in the Hebrew. Okay? This is what God said. God did not say, I will also do this thing that you have spoken. He said, I will work this word that you have worded. That's what he said. I will work this word that you have worded. I want you to understand how important words are to God. He is the word. See, I will work this thing that you have worded. Now, the interesting thing, I will work this word that you have worded. I work this thing that you have worded. You notice I said them both ways? Now, the Hebrew word for word is devar. The Hebrew word for thing is devar. They're the same word. Wow. If I say chair, it's the chair. Yeah. It's the thing. Now do you see how faith works? Wow. The word will manifest the thing. The word of God will manifest the thing. It's the same word. See, let me see your yellow pen right there. Yellow pen. Just yellow pen. Yellow pen. Yellow. That is what it is a yellow pen. So that's what it is. The word is thing. The word is thing. The word is thing. Thing is word. It's the same thing. The word is the same thing. Here's your yellow pen. It's a thing. But if I said, I believe I receive a yellow pen, have a yellow pen. I believe I will. I take it. I have it. I thank you for it, Lord. And I always forgive. And now you have a yellow pen. Okay. So I'm just trying to exercise you in this. You understand? This is what we should do. I shouldn't have to come up and do sermon number 99. We should work on these things. Push forward in these things. Okay? All right. So 33:18. And he said, please show me your glory. So now Moses is asking to see the glory. And God said, I will make my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. Now, show me your glory. I will make my goodness pass before you. So, glory equals goodness. God's goodness showing up. Now, glory and goodness, glory and goodness. They said, the Lord is good, and his glory came. Moses said, I want to see your glory, and the goodness came. They're interchangeable, just like devar, thing and word. God is good. Glory is good. Good is glory. Glory is, it's all the same thing. Amen. It's the realm of God. The glory is the heavy, weighty presence of God manifesting in a realm-like substance, not just like on someone who's releasing an anointed. There's an anointing in me. There's an anointing on me. But when the glory comes, it comes into the space. Okay? It's a realm that begins to... All right, you ready, quantum people? Yes. It slows down. Amen. And enters in.
Right.
How did you see an angel? They had to slow down because God is light speed up.
Right.
They're just on another molecular scale. It's so easy when you think about it. They're not Casper. They're on another molecular scale, and when they get up to that light speed, things disappear. Your watch used to stop when you would preach. You want to know why? You sped up. The anointing on you sped up, and your time dissolves when you speed up to in light speed. Mine has stopped a couple of times. It's where you're going. Well, you know, we sound like a lot of hocus pocus to me. No, this is God.
Yeah.
And you're too late to tell me. I've been in the glory.
Yeah.
I've seen the glory. I've seen the glory manifest. We've lived with these historical documents of Azusa Street and the Great Awakenings and all the, in Azusa Street, the glory was so strong that when they'd get off the train a mile away to go over there, they'd fall out in the spirit because the glory was so strong. When Miss Edders would preach, and you know, she'd make her stance. I mean, the glory, I mean, this has been happening in every move of God. And sometimes in your prayer closet. Probably there more than anywhere else. Okay, so words. Now, I will be gracious and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. I will show what? Favor. Gracious means disposed to show favor. Okay? He's disposed. Have you ever known someone who's really disposed to show favor? Amen. They're just always going to try to help you figure something out. Well, let me do that and we'll figure it out. I don't know. Amanda is always disposed to show me favor. It's a good thing she's my personal assistant because she is disposed to show favor. She showed Deb some favor today. We were just talking about how grateful we were for the things that she does for us. But she favors us. She'll do these things. You know there's someone you favor. Gloria Copeland used to say her papa showed her favor. He'd loan her the truck and she didn't even have a driver's license. Not sure if that was real favor, but praise the Lord. But, you know, you always had that grandpa or someone who showed you. God is gracious like that, and he's disposed to show you favor. I'm kind of off the subject. We got to move along. So, but what did they declare? Praise the Lord. He is good, and his mercy endures forever. Now, Mark 10:46. Now, they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out. Now he's not whining. He's hollering from Texas, okay? And he said, Jesus, thou son of David. So he's calling on covenant. Have mercy on me. What's he doing? What's he doing? He's crying out. He's not whining. Have mercy. Have mercy. That's what he's saying. Why? Because you are good and your mercy endures forever. Okay? So many charged him. They said to hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now, they've really wanted you to hold your peace lately. Yeah, they've wanted you to hold your peace lately. They wanted to push you off somewhere. Amen. Cover you up. But the covenant children seem to just get louder. Did you notice how all the mama bears got louder when they started messing with their children? The mama bears got louder about it. Amen. Okay. So, but they're really firm about this. Shh, now we need you to be quiet. Don't bother the master. Shh. You don't need to speak. But he kept talking. He kept talking and he got louder. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man saying unto him, be of good comfort. Now they're jumping on his side. Oh, be of good comfort. The master's calling you. Now they're on his side. And he, casting away his garment, so he just throws down his coat, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Jesus didn't say it in that King James, but he said, what do you want? What do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said, I want to see. I want to receive my sight. Now, Jesus is asking you, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? And the man used words to tell him what he wanted. Amen. All right. So Jesus said, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. So what am I getting at here? Glory answered as goodness was spoken. Okay? Glory answered when goodness was spoken. Jesus, Son of David. He's calling on covenant. He's calling on goodness. For you are good and your mercy endures forever. This is what they said all the time. Glory shows up. Goodness shows up. For you are good and your mercy endures forever. Okay, I'm coming in on that. You see? Okay, I know that you have something for me. That's what he's saying. I know you have something for me. He's in faith. He's in faith. He's not going, I heard this man is healing people and I think I'll go out there. And, you know, if he points me out, he'll point me out. If he doesn't, he won't. But I'll just, no, he said, that guy's got something. Kind of like the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I could just get up to his prayer cloth, if I can just get up and touch that prayer cloth, I'm going to be healed. Because they knew, can I just say it like this, that Jesus was packing. The virtue would go out of him. They knew it. That's what faith is doing. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, every person in this room knows Jesus is the healer. The people online, those of you that are listening, Jesus is the healer. It didn't pass away when the apostles passed away. There are still apostles and prophets today. You've just been in the wrong church. And we love all churches. But you just heard the wrong thing. The Bible is continuing and the book of Acts is continuing right now. And all the gifts of the Spirit are still working. And all the fruit of the Spirit still working. And the glory is still manifesting. And people's lives, people are still getting miracles. But you got to believe it. Which means you're going to have to hear the right thing. And hear the right thing. And hear the right thing. And if you want your life to be any good, you'll get a steady diet of hearing the right thing. Yeah. This is your life we're talking about. This is your life. Being rooted and grounded where you can hear the word on a basis, on everyday basis, where you're tied into the right people is a matter of how far you're going to be promoted in life, how good it's going to be, how you're going to live healed, how long you're going to heal, and how many people you're going to be able to influence. Amen. Quiet in there. All right, let's finish. Y'all good? Okay, so the anointing on Jesus answered when blind Bartimaeus said, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Jesus said, okay. Notice he didn't say, no, you're going to have to do this. You better get your life right and then come back and see me. No, he just said, have mercy, because that's how Jesus is. You don't have to be perfect to do anything for God. I know that's religious teaching. God loves you. He doesn't love you just like you are. He just loves you. Would he want your life to get better? Sure. But he sure take you just like you are right now. You're his if you want to be his. Amen. That was free. Okay, we'll continue here. So, words. You are good and your mercy endures forever. So we have to declare that. Just declare it one time.
You are good and your mercy endures forever.
Praise the Lord, for you are good and your mercy endures forever. Now, I'm going to tell you something, church. He can't stay away from those words.
That's right.
He can't. Why? Because they can't return void. They can't return void. And so his... everything in his DNA has to come and do good and has to accomplish the purpose, because that's what it does. He can't pick and choose. Come on, church. He can't pick and choose. He can't go, well, you know, I'm going to help Margaret. I don't know about Randy. I'll have to check his records. That's not how it works. And how many times have you heard people say, now, Lord, I'm going over to the church house. I pray that the roof doesn't fall in on me. But I believe I better go on over there, and I'll make a deal with you. I'm going to make a deal with you. If you'll just do this for me, then I will blah, 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 blah. That's not God. It's not what he's looking for. Have mercy is the best thing. Uncle Jesse said it all the time in the Full House. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. There's a scripture that says, let your tender mercies come together. I like to use that one when I'm real serious. Lord, let your tender mercies come together. I need it coming in on all sides right now, Lord. Amen. Okay, here's the last one. Matthew 8:5. When Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Notice what I'll come and heal him. He didn't go, you know what, let me check my calendar. Right. Now, is he a Jew? He didn't. And he wasn't a Jew. He was a Roman soldier. Okay? He might have been the policeman. I'm not sure. We'll have to look it up. But anyway, so he says, I'll come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to them, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. What's he talking about? This guy understood authority. And he said, just say the word, because the word has authority. And when you speak the word, it will go forth and accomplish what it's made for. And this guy understood authority. He knew that he could tell his people what to do. And that when he told them what to do, they would actually do it. Right? So they're going to actually do it. When you speak the word, guess what? It'll actually do it. But I got to convince you to believe it. And that's what I'm working on right now. You need to believe that this word is alive. You need to believe that this is just as much God as anything else. See, this, it's written down, but when it comes off of the page into your spirit, it's alive. This word is as sharp as a two-edged sword. It'll take care, it'll get your mind straight. And when you listen to it or hear and hear, it'll cause you to believe that God will have mercy, that God will do it, that God will do whatever it takes. There's no lie he won't tear down, as the song says. He'll get through to you if you call on him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So he gave a command, and it was done without dispute, and that's how the word will work for you. See, this is what he knew. That guy can make the waves calm. He can make the seas calm. He can make the storm cease. He's cast out devils out of people, and the people are free. He's seen people with fever and diseases and even lepers, and they're all free. So I know good and well he can command something out of his mouth. Because I watched him do it every time. And if I could get him to do it for me, he doesn't have to come to my house. He'll just do it. Now, you are his house. So you got him real close. And you are saved by grace. And so you can go sit in God's lap and you won't get torched.
Amen.
Because he is light and love. And that love part holds you close. Amen. So what's this word? This guy was just used to obedience. Amen. So all he needed to do was send his word and the servant would be healed. And Jesus said he hadn't found so great a faith. So great faith, great faith, great faith. What does that sound like? Have the faith of God. Have the faith of God. It'll work for you. The faith of God means that you're going to get in here and find out what's true and what you what you can have. Funny, I just opened to some good stuff. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so you're going to believe it. You're going to speak it. And it's going to manifest in your life. Now, listen, I'm a witness for over 30 years. Your life does not have to be in trouble and in a mess every day. You can live in the goodness of God. You can live happy. You can live strong. You can live doing what you want. It doesn't have to be a war every day. Well, you know, I know we get persecuted, and I know things happen, and I know the last 2 years have been hard on people. We've seen people leave the earth. We never expected them to leave, but that doesn't mean that you should change your focus. God's still the same. He's still the same. So you can't say, well, so-and-so died, and they were big in faith. You better not be looking there, because then you're looking at experience instead of what? The Word. Amen.